You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Securities Appellate Tribunal made some strong observations on Wednesday when hearing an appeal filed by Zee Entertainment Enterprises promoter Puneet Goenka against the August 14 confirmatory order of the Securities and Exchange Board of India. Stating that it was not satisfied with the confirmatory order, the single-judge bench led by Justice Tarun Agrawal said that it did not agree with the impugned order at all. SEBI has been directed to file a reply by September 4, while Goenka will file a rejoinder by September 7. The matter will be heard for a final order on September 8. Up next, investors seem to be betting on riskier asset classes for higher returns with continued net outflows from large-cap equity funds since the past 3 months. Net outflows stood at Rs. 5,291 crore for May-July. In contrast, investments in small caps have been rising, with a combined Rs. 12,925 crore in net inflows during May-July. Net inflows came in consistently above the Rs. 3,000 crore mark during the 3 months. Experts say both foreign and domestic flows in the category have been coming in at nearly two times the average monthly flows since a few months. Investors clearly seem to be following the trend and heading towards the promise of higher returns, notwithstanding the higher volatility in such stocks. Fund managers say small and mid-caps typically grow faster than larger names in a growing economy. Moving on, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Wednesday asked regional rural banks to upgrade their digital capability and instructed Punjab National Bank to ensure that all RRBs with the bank acquire digital onboarding capability by November 1st. Sitharaman also urged the RRBs to take steps to remove duplication of Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana accounts and facilitate storage facilities for apple growers, particularly in J&K and Himachal Pradesh. The finance minister emphasized increasing penetration under the Mudra Yojana and financial inclusion and said a roadmap has to be prepared for completing the designated activities in a time-bound manner. Meanwhile, global alternative funds are making most of the demand for credit from property developers. In recent months, they have signed a spat of structured debt deals with real estate developers in India. These funds include Ares Management Corporation, Worthy Partners, PAG, among others, who have lent over Rs. 1,500 crore sources in the No Set. The global funds are lending for different kind of purposes, from refinancing old loans to pre-approval expenses to rescuing distressed assets towards which banks are not allowed to lend. The limited amount of lending by non-banking financial companies to real estate is also helping global investors to cut deals, experts said. For example, HDFC Capital, along with Ares Management Corp, has lent about Rs. 500 crore to Bengaluru-based Adarsh developers. In other news, from being a zero-debt company in FY21, Reliance Industries has added substantial debt in the past two financial years, mainly due to expansion plans of its two subsidiaries, Reliance Retail Ventures and Reliance Jio Infocom. The firm's net debt rose to Rs. 34,815 crore in FY22, and in FY23, it rose significantly to Rs. 1.26 trillion. In the June quarter, it rose marginally to Rs. 1.27 trillion. At the same time, RIL's cash and cash equivalents fell to Rs. 2.31 trillion in FY22, from Rs. 2.5 trillion in FY21, and to Rs. 1.88 trillion as of FY23, BSE data showed. The net debt was pulled up by RIL subsidiaries, with them recording a total net debt of Rs. 98,143 crore as of FY23, a 226% rise from Rs. 30,113 crore. In other developments, a huge deficiency and a prolonged break in rainfall in the southern peninsula and central India regions this month is likely to impact the yield of several crops, including oil seeds, pulses and paddy, officials said. If the rainfall does not revive in the next 1 week, the standing crops are likely to witness huge moisture stress and rainfall in the later part of next month may not be of much help, according to officials of the Agriculture Ministry, who are currently assessing the situation. Precipitation in the next 1 week to 10 days would be crucial for standing crops. The overall deficit in rainfall this month against the benchmark long period average was recorded at 32% on Wednesday. Lastly, credit card spends hit an all-time high in July owing to a sharp rise in transactions on e-commerce websites. The spends rose nearly 25% year-on-year to Rs. 1.5 trillion in July, latest data showed. Month-on-month, the spends were up 5.5%. E-commerce transactions clocked an all-time high of Rs. 951.1 crore in July, while transactions at point-of-sale terminals was at Rs. 496.3 crore in the month under review. Credit card spends rose 26% year-on-year in June. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.